Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5MinuteMysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you like the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5MinuteMysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is Episode 13, The Mystery of Amelia Earhart's Disappearance. The disappearance of Amelia Earhart remains one of the greatest unsolved mysteries of the 20th century, a tale of ambition, adventure, and tragedy. Earhart, a pioneering aviator and the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, vanished over the Pacific in 1937 while attempting to circumnavigate the globe. Her disappearance, along with her navigator Fred Noonan, has sparked decades of speculation, searches, and theories about what really happened during her ill-fated journey. Born in 1897, Amelia Earhart was a symbol of courage and determination at a time when the world was changing rapidly. Her achievements in aviation broke new ground for women in a male-dominated field, and she became a global icon. By the 1930s, Earhart had achieved numerous records, including being the first woman to fly solo non-stop across the United States. Her name became synonymous with daring feats and exploration, and her passion for flight captivated the public's imagination. In 1937, Earhart set out to achieve her most ambitious goal yet, to become the first woman to fly around the world. The journey would cover approximately 29,000 miles, and she chose to follow a route close to the equator, which was the longest and most challenging possible. Accompanied by Fred Noonan, a skilled navigator, Earhart embarked on the trip with confidence, despite the inherent dangers of such a mission. Their journey began on the 1st of June 1937, when Earhart and Noonan departed from Miami, Florida, in a twin-engine Lockheed Electra. They successfully completed the first 22,000 miles of the journey, making stops in South America, Africa, India, and Southeast Asia. By the 29th of June, they had reached Ley, New Guinea, leaving only 7,000 miles of their route to cover, most of which would involve flying over the vast, remote Pacific Ocean. Their next destination was Howland Island, a small, uninhabited island halfway between Australia and Hawaii, where they were scheduled to refuel before continuing on to Honolulu. On the 2nd of July 1937, Earhart and Noonan took off from Ley on what would be the final leg of their journey. The distance from Ley to Howland Island was approximately 2,500 miles, and finding the tiny island would be a challenge for even the most skilled navigator. A U.S. Coast Guard ship, the Itasca, was stationed off Howland Island to assist with communications and navigation. However, as Earhart and Noonan neared the island, they encountered difficulties in establishing reliable radio contact with the Itasca. The exact nature of these difficulties remains unclear, but it is believed that a combination of technical issues, bad weather, and possibly human error may have contributed. The last known communication from Earhart was received at 8:43 a.m. on the 2nd of July. She reported that she and Noonan were flying on a line of position, which indicated that they were in the vicinity of Howland Island, but could not see it. In her final transmission, she stated, "We are running north and south," a phrase that has been subject to much interpretation. After this, all contact was lost, and Earhart and Noonan disappeared. The U.S. Navy launched an extensive search for Earhart and Noonan, covering over 250,000 square miles of the Pacific Ocean, but no trace of them or their aircraft was found. After 2 weeks, the search was called off, and the world was left to speculate about their fate. The most widely accepted theory is that Earhart's plane ran out of fuel, causing her and Noonan to crash into the ocean and sink. However, with no wreckage or definitive evidence to confirm this, alternative theories have flourished. One of the most popular theories is that Earhart and Noonan may have crash-landed on a remote island in the Pacific and survived for some time as castaways. The island most commonly associated with this theory is Nikumaroro, a coral atoll in the Phoenix Islands. In 1940, British colonial officers discovered a partial skeleton, along with items such as a woman's shoe and a sextant box, on the island. At the time, the remains were dismissed as not being Earhart's, but in recent years, renewed interest in the case has led to a re-examination of the evidence. Some researchers believe that the remains could belong to Earhart, and expeditions to the island have uncovered additional artifacts that may have come from her aircraft. Another theory suggests that Earhart was captured by the Japanese military after mistakenly landing in the Marshall Islands, which were under Japanese control at the time. According to this theory, Earhart and Noonan were held as prisoners, either on Saipan or another island, and eventually died in captivity. Proponents of this theory point to anecdotal accounts from islanders who claim to have seen Earhart and Noonan, as well as military documents that allegedly suggest a cover-up. However, no concrete evidence has ever been found to support the idea that Earhart was taken prisoner by the Japanese. A more speculative and far-fetched theory is that Earhart was involved in a covert mission for the US government. Some have suggested that her flight was a cover for spying on Japanese military installations in the Pacific, and that after being captured, she was forced to live under an assumed identity in the United States. While this theory has captured the imagination of conspiracy theorists, there is no credible evidence to support it. Despite the many theories and investigations, the fate of Amelia Earhart remains a mystery. In recent years, advances in technology, such as sonar and underwater drones, have been used in attempts to locate the wreckage of Earhart's plane. Several expeditions have been launched to search the waters around Howland Island and Nikumaroro, but so far, no definitive evidence has been found. The absence of physical proof has only deepened the mystery, keeping the question of what happened to Earhart and Noonan alive in the public consciousness. Amelia Earhart's disappearance has become a symbol of the risks and uncertainties that come with exploration and adventure. Her legacy as a trailblazer in aviation and a champion for women's rights remains intact, even as the mystery surrounding her final flight continues to captivate new generations. The enigma of her disappearance, like that of the Bermuda Triangle or the lost city of Atlantis, has become a part of popular culture, a story that mixes historical fact with legend and intrigue. For many, the mystery of Amelia Earhart's disappearance is a testament to the enduring human spirit of curiosity and the desire to push the boundaries of what is possible. While the truth of what happened to her may never be fully uncovered, her courage and determination continue to inspire people around the world. Whether her plane lies on the ocean floor, on a remote island, or somewhere else entirely, Amelia Earhart's story remains one of the most fascinating unsolved mysteries in modern history. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you get a chance, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, or if you are able, you could support us more directly by buying us a coffee at 5minutemysteries.com/coffee. Also, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Murder, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.